You all are great together. Thank you. All right. The word is courage. So this is call and response. Your part is courage, and really hit the K in courage. What makes a king out of a slave?
Courage.
What makes the flag on a mast to wave?
Courage.
What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk?
Courage.
Very good. That's the speech of the cowardly lion. And today is about fear and courage as we continue our series on the spiritual lessons from The Wizard of Oz. Last week, we saw Dorothy at a crossroads, doubting her ability to figure out which way to go, which road to take, and she met the scarecrow who wanted brains. Then after the apple tree accused her of cruelty and she was doubting her own compassion, she met the Tin Man who needed a heart. So they're off to see the wizard who might help them. They're going to need courage even before they meet the lion. So this first clip is just 1 minute. It's going to be a really short talk.
Oh, are you all right?
I'm afraid I'm a little rusty yet.
Oh, dear. That was wonderful. You know, we were just wondering why you couldn't come with us to the Emerald City to ask the Wizard of Oz for a heart.
Well, suppose the wizard wouldn't give me one when we got there.
Oh, but he will. He must. We've come such a long way already.
You call that long? Why, you've just begun. Helping the little lady along, are you, my fine gentleman? Well, stay away from her, or I'll stuff a mattress with you. And you, I'll use you for a beehive. Here, Scarecrow. Wanna play ball?
I'm not afraid of her. I'll see you get safely to the wizard now, whether I get a brain or not. Stuff a mattress with me.
I'll see you reach the wizard.
We just needed to let the smoke clear. Who's this witch who keeps showing up and causing trouble? Let's see, she's angry, she's easily threatened. I mean, who could be threatened by Dorothy? Except Dorothy has the power of the ruby slippers. That's the divine power within. The witch believes Dorothy has something she doesn't have and something she wants. She's also vengeful. Dorothy's house killed her sister, and she knows exactly how to play on their fears, throwing fire at the scarecrow. So here's someone who operates through fear, guilt, anger, and intimidation. Remember, we look at these characters to see what they represent in us. Could this bombastic and controlling witch be any part of you or me? Right now, Dorothy and the guys have a choice. Just as they were getting their hopes up about going to Oz and having their dreams fulfilled, the witch promises she's not going to make it easy. The hero's journey, by definition, has pitfalls and obstacles. So they can either let her cackling and her threats keep them frozen in place, or they can summon the courage to turn away from her and continue on their path, putting one foot in front of the other. Actually, they skip down the yellow brick road. The witch can scare us at every step, or spirit can inspire and guide us. It's our choice which one to listen to. So they decide to press on.
this forest. It's dark and creepy.
Of course, I don't know, but I think it'll get darker before it gets lighter.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might.
Animals that eat straw?
Some, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions?
And tigers?
And bears.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Put him up. Which one are you first? I'll fight you both together if you want. I'll fight you with one paw tied behind my back. I'll fight you standing on one foot. I'll fight you with my eyes closed. Oh, pulling an axe on me, eh? Sneaking up on me, eh? Why?
Here. Go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh? How long can you stay fresh in that can? Come on, get up and fight, you shivering junkyard. Put your hands up, you lopsided bag of hay.
Now, that's getting personal, Lion. Yes, get up and teach him a lesson.
Well, what's wrong with you teaching him?
Well, I hardly know him.
Well, I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't bite him.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs...
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making. Well, naturally when you go around picking on things weaker than you are. Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself. Look at the cycles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
Well... wouldn't you feel degraded to be seen in the company of a cowardly lion? I would.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you. My life has been simply unbearable.
Oh, well, it's all right now. The wizard will fix everything.
It's been in me so long. I just gotta tell you how I feel.
Well, come on.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the feminine vibe. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
a home,
the knife.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And here he is, the Wizard of Wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
OK. Okay. The lion is obviously confused about what courage is. He mistakes it for bullying and threatening, and we see him crumble as soon as he's challenged, reminding us that all bullies are acting unconsciously from their own fear and pain. Remember last week we talked about how four characters in any story represent intuition, thinking, feeling, and sensing? The lion only has his five senses to navigate the world. He doesn't seem to have any awareness of inner resources or a higher power. He believes it's all up to him, and he knows that's not enough, so he swings between bravado and trembling with fear. Does any of this sound familiar? We've all had times when we had to handle more than we thought we could and felt like a fraud and were afraid. But give yourself credit for courage. Courage shows up in small, ordinary ways. Anyone who's a parent has courage. For some, courage is public speaking. For others, it's driving on I-35. Courage is continuing to tithe as a spiritual practice when money feels tight, or giving of yourself when you're tired and cranky. Courage is whatever we do from a desire for the greater good when it isn't easy. The word courage comes from the French courage, which means heart and spirit. That combination connotes mental or moral strength to venture out, to persevere, to overcome fear. Actually, we talk about courage a lot in Unity. We just call it faith. To venture out, to persevere, to overcome fear, takes faith that we are more than meets the eye. I've always heard that fear is the opposite of faith, but actually, you can have fear and faith at the same time, just as you can have fear and courage at the same time. In fact, you don't really need courage unless you're feeling afraid. Sometimes courage is a group effort to face the unknown. So these four lean on each other throughout this journey, and that's how the human experience is designed. Thinking, feeling, sensing, and intuition all work together as one in you. So, Dorothy the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion finally arrive in the Emerald City of Oz. I wish we had time for the scene where they get all spruced up to go see the wizard. Because he's going to save them. He's going to fix their problems. In their minds, the wizard is the next great speaker, spiritual teacher, guru, book, workshop, meditation practice, alternative healing modality, diet book, or coach or consultant. This is going to be the answer. So they go to see the wizard, and it takes a lot of courage.
Wait a minute, fellas. I was just thinking. I really don't want to see the wizard this much. I better wait for you outside.
What's the matter?
Oh, he's just as scared again.
Don't you know the wizard's going to give you some courage?
I'd be too scared to ask him for it.
Well, then we'll ask him for you.
I'd sooner wait outside.
Why? Why?
Because I'm still scared.
What happened?
Somebody pulled my tail.
You did it yourself.
Oh.
Come on.
Come forward!
Tell me when it's over. I want to go home.
I am Oz, the great and powerful. Who are you? Who are you?
If you please, I am Dorothy, the small and meek. We've come to ask you.
Silence!
Oh! Oh! Jiminy Cricket!
The great and powerful Oz knows why you have come. Step forward, Tin Man. you clinking, clanking, clattering collection of collisionous junk!
Yes, Your Honor. You see, a while back, we were walking down the yellow brick road, and...
Quiet! And you, Scarecrow, have the effrontery to ask for a brain, you billowing bale of bovine fodder!
Yes, Your Honor. I mean, Your Excellency. Your wizardry.
Enough! And you, lion! Well?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, frightening him like that when he came to you for help!
Silence, whippersnapper! The beneficent Oz has every intention of granting your requests.
What's that? What'd he say? Huh? What'd he say?
But first, you must prove yourselves worthy by performing a very small task. Bring me the broomstick of the Witch of the West.
But if we do that, we'll have to kill her to get it.
Bring me her broomstick, and I'll grant your request. Now go.
But what if she kills us first?
I said go!
Okay. The wizard is a great example of the Old Testament God. He's angry and vengeful and demands worship, although he might be benevolent if you do exactly what he says. But there is no magic fix. We know the wizard's not a savior. They so hoped their wishes would just be granted. Turns out they have to participate in this. They have to do their own work of creation. So to their credit, they go to confront the witch. She represents the shadow side, or the frightened ego that each of us has, that ugly part we'd rather not acknowledge or deal with. It takes courage to confront our inner witch and shine a light on it, to acknowledge it rather than disown or fear it. It also takes courage because the spiritual path can lead into a dark forest of uncharted territory. Jason.
Turn back if I were you. I believe there's spooks around here.
That's ridiculous. Spooks. That's silly.
Don't you believe in spooks?
No. Why only...
Are you all right?
I do believe in spooks.
You will believe in more than that before I finish with you. Take your army to the haunted forest and bring me that girl and her dog. Do what you like with the others, but I want her alive and unharmed. They'll I'll give you no trouble, I promise you that. I've sent a little insect on ahead to take the fight out of them. Take special care of those ruby slippers. I want those most of all. Now fly! Fly!
Them over there. Then they took my chest out and they threw it over there.
Well,
and
that's you all over.
They sure knocked the stuffings out of you, didn't they?
Don't stand there talking. Put me together. We've got to find Dorothy.
Now, let's see.
Sometimes evil seems to be winning. Bad things do happen to good people. I heard someone say danger is real, but fear is a choice. You know fear only has the power we give it. Evil is energized by our belief in it. I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do believe in terrorists. I do believe in crime and sickness and suffering and broken hearts and bankruptcy. And yes, those dangers are real, but how much power do we give them by worrying? How much time and mental energy are you willing to spend on what might happen? Courage, heart and spirit, opens a passageway through fear. It opens a passageway for the divine to flow through you. So when we remember we are spirit walking around on earth, and so is everyone else, it's a little easier to face whatever lions and tigers and bears and witches and flying monkeys we encounter. Sharing this journey gives us strength and courage, heart and spirit. The Wizard of Oz is a spiritual story. That's why it speaks to us through all these years. And right now we've got the wizard playing God, the witch playing the role of the devil, and Dorothy and her friends learning to live from the divine within, from the mind, heart, and spirit of the higher self in the face of what appears to be great danger. And we will leave them there until next week. Oh, you know how it ends. So let's take these thoughts into meditation. To meditate even briefly, sometimes the best way to reconnect is just a deep breath. To remember that breath is the life force of spirit. In many languages, the word for spirit also means breath. And so when you breathe, you reassure your body that all is well, and you remind yourself of the divine that flows through you every day with every breath. Our breath is also giving and receiving. And so breathe in love and breathe out any conflict or anger or resentment you might be carrying. Breathe in peace. And breathe out any fears or worries about the future. Breathe in light. And know this is what you are made of. Breathe out any lingering darkness or sadness. Those attributes of spirit are always available to you with every breath. They're part of who you are and how you were put together. We are so grateful for this awareness. And so it is. Amen.